For a couple, right?
We have Ramon Hernandez, who is the project director of UC San Diego School of Medicine's Health Career Opportunities Program and the Hispanic Center of Excellence. He's currently working on his doctorate in adolescent mental health at Boston University. And Odichima, otherwise known as Odie, Akosionu, is a UC San Diego graduate and currently an MPH student in Public Health Administration and Policy at the University of Minnesota.
Good afternoon, everybody. So what we'd like to share with you today is our program, which is specifically working with community college students and how to improve the pipeline of students who go into the medical field, into healthcare profession fields. So throughout the presentation, one of the things you'll notice is that there's going to be a lot of photographs, because we really believe that the stories of our young people really represent the outcomes and the success that we've been able to demonstrate with the University Link Medical Science Program, which from now on I'll just say ULMSP. Otherwise, this will be an hour-long presentation if I say that every time. So I have no disclosures. We have no disclosures. So what's the rationale behind our program? So there's a very rich literature base right now and research base specifically talking about that a diverse healthcare workforce can lead to diminishing disparities and in improving health outcomes. And here are just some examples from the research, that African Americans who have preferences are more satisfied with their care when their own physicians are of their own race or ethnicity. Similar things happen with Hispanics and Asians, with American Indian population. And so, that there's a lot of rationale behind why this is an important issue to tackle and why looking at the workforce as a way of decreasing disparities is one way to achieve that. Other rationale that supports our program come from some of the larger national organizations. So, for example, out of the AAMC, they have done a few studies on intent and where medical students intend to practice after their residencies. And what they have been able to show through their data is particularly that African American and Black students and Hispanic and Latino students are more likely to say that they intend to practice in their own communities and in underserved communities. So again, in communities that need a greater diversity of a workforce in order to improve the health outcomes of that community. And then the Institute of Medicine also recommends increasing representation of racial and ethnic minorities in healthcare to address patient-provider barriers and also this disparity issue that I've been referring to. So in California, to where we're coming from, just to use demographics as a way of demonstrating what the disparity is in the workforce, if we look at California's population in 2010, you can see that the state, and it's well known, is now becoming more a minority-majority population. In particular, the Latino-Hispanic community is increasing in size, the white community is decreasing in size, and then we also have representation from African-American and the Asian community. So right now, about 36% of California is coming from a Hispanic-Latino background, and about 13% Asian and 6% African-American. And then if we look at the workforce data for our physician workforce, you can see the difference, that currently it's 62% white, a little over 26% Asian, and only 5% Hispanic Latino, and only 3% African American. So I think that this slide in particular really kind of demonstrates the need for workforce diversity programs like ULMSP. And the other thing so why community college students? I'll get to why UCSD decided to work with community college students, but I just want to share that we are 12 years ahead of a trend, that this program actually started 12 years ago, And this data just came out 2 months ago from the AAMC, and it's the first time that the AAMC actually went into their data set and started to ask the question, are students who are current medical students, where do they start their undergrad experience? And what they found is that over the last 10 or so years, it's been increasing, that students are starting at the community college, then going to a four-year, and then applying into medical school. And you can see that the numbers have just been steadily increasing, where about 33% of current medical students started at the community college level. And then if you go deeper into the demographics of that data, you'll then notice that particularly Black students, African American students, and Hispanic students are more likely to start at the community college level compared to their counterparts. So again, that the community college population really is an underlooked population, an underutilized population, specifically when looking for a pool of our future healthcare workforce. So as we look specifically at community college students, if you decide to work with them, the other thing that's important to know is that there are a lot of problems inherent in the population. And so that we know that, so for example, in California, many of the students who are going to community college are coming from neighborhoods that are facing many disparities, whether they're economic disparities, health disparities, and about 75% of all the underrepresented minority students in California public schools end up going first to a community college. Of those who then decide to go to community college, 6 years after enrolling, we find that about 70% of these students never finished their two-year degree at the community college level. So that transition period, for those of you who do developmental work, you know, this is another very critical transition, that transition from high school to, an upper academic level, here being community college. And then for those students who are then thinking about going to a four-year university after their community college, the numbers start decreasing and decreasing. So only 14% of our Latino students end up transferring to a four-year from community college. For African American students, it's only 16%. And just to compare that, even for those students who start off, who don't go to community college, but who start at the university from, you know, right after high school or don't do the community college, only 49% of Latinos and 40% of African Americans complete their bachelor's, compared to their white counterparts, where 60% complete in 4 years. So there are a lot of challenges, and we have to look at this population as a population, as a very specific community that has its own challenges and its own needs, and that our program really was developed to address that. So in 2001, a few community college students who were transferring to the University of California, San Diego, very quickly were having problems. You know, they knew that they probably were going to drop out within the first year. They were having challenges. They didn't fit in. The environment was very foreign. And so they went to Dr. Daly, who at the time was the Chancellor for Diversity at the School of Medicine, and said, you know, here are the challenges that we're facing. And so from those conversations with the students, the University Link Medical Science Program started. And so the program is a summer residential. It's a year-long program as well. We actually work with our students long-term. We see this as a very long horizon. And many of our students actually stay with us for 8 to 10 years as part of our evaluation and tracking. And it's specifically for disadvantaged and underrepresented students. And it's to help them make that successful transfer and this transition to the university and to then the next transition of entering health profession schools. So first we want to make sure that they successfully transfer, then that they are successful at the undergraduate level. We want them to actually remain in a biomedical science degree, then help them apply and successfully get into the health profession school of their choice. So that's what we're doing. We're adapted. Dr. Daly has a very strong relationship with Dr. Winkleby in Stanford, and she's been running the Stanford Medical Youth Science Program for now 28 years. And that program specifically is working with disadvantaged students in the Bay Area who are high school students, and her goal is to just make sure that they get to college. And it's been very successful. And so what we've been doing over the years is really adapting her model specifically to our population of community college students. And so our developmental model and how we put the program together is actually based on another program that we have at UC San Diego, which is the National Center for Leadership in Academic Medicine, which was actually developed by Dr. Resnick's and Dr. Daly to address the gender and racial gap that was happening with faculty at the School of Medicine. And so this academic, the Center for Leadership in Academic Medicine was started. And it's built around these four basic training circles, that if you have a program that includes instrumental mentoring, that includes opportunities for networking and connections and partnerships, a program that allows for students to understand the institutional culture, which they are now part of, and how to navigate it, and then also a program that helps develop their professional and personal skills, you will end up with a successful student. And they demonstrated that this works with faculty, and we were able to demonstrate that this is working with our students as well. And so as we develop our programs, our residential programs, we always tie things back to these four colors to make sure that it's happening throughout the summer program and then also through the work that we do throughout the school year. Just one last thing before I turn it over to one of our very successful alumni, who I'm very proud of, is that our recruitment happens across all community colleges in San Diego and Imperial Valley. So we actually recruit at all 9 community colleges. 8 of them are very urban, and sort of the urban, what you consider North, Central, and South San Diego. And then Imperial Valley Community College is way east, and that's what's considered our rural community college. So we get students from all of those places, and we get about 160 applications each year. It's an application process for this program, and we accept 14 students each year into the program. And I'll explain afterwards how that number 14 came about and why the small community is important. So I will now turn.
Hello, my name is Audie, and I was a previous participant of the ULMSP program. So I'll share a little bit about my story, and then I'll go on to discuss some of the outcomes. Like Ramon mentioned, we do evaluate and track students and all the cohorts through the program. And so in 2001, as a 16-year-old, I came over from Nigeria as an immigrant into the United States, and I happened to settle in San Diego because that's where a lot of my family was. I attended a community college because, one, it was cheap and affordable, and I felt more comfortable in that type of environment. Also, I wasn't ready to tackle student loans, and so it just seemed like the natural choice to make. I was feeling a little lost until I came across the ULMSP program. They had come to recruit at our campus for those students who were interested in pursuing biomedical degrees and interested in the health career. And so I enrolled, and it was a 4-week summer residential program, and I made a lot of friends, and I made a lot of connections. I felt like I was finally in a community of people who were going through what I was going through, who came from the same backgrounds like I did. After that, I transferred to UCSD, where I majored in human biology, and all of my best friends, people who I studied with, all came out from the ULMSP program. We had all transferred together, so I felt like I wasn't missing much. I felt like I wasn't disconnected because I had my fellow cohort members to navigate UCSD along with. Also, because of ULMSP, I got connected to academic enrichment programs, so I could get more involved, I could network, I could make broader and better relationships as well. After that, I graduated, and unfortunately, I did get lost because I had to help my family financially. So I had to go straight and get a job and put my dreams of pursuing professional school on hold. And from a 2-year break, it turned into a 5-year break. But as soon as I decided I wanted to go back and I knew that my passion hadn't died for health professional school, I decided to reconnect again with ULMSP. And they were there waiting for me to come back. They had always called every single year to find out how I was doing and if I had gotten into any schools, if there were any issues along the way. So the connection was never there. I just had to find my way again, which I did, thankfully. And so after we reconnected, I signed up to be a peer counselor. And so that's one of the things I enjoy about the program is that it relies on the students that have come before to reach forward and, you know, reach forward for the hands of those who are coming after us. It's a, kind of a continuum circle. It's giving back to the community and helping to build up the community. And so that's what I did. As a peer counselor, I was motivating students who were coming from the same place I was coming from and also trying to navigate and say, hey, I'm from a disadvantaged and underrepresented community. I don't see a lot of success stories. Is it possible that I can actually become a doctor? Is it possible that I can actually become a nurse? And so I was grateful that I had the opportunity to say, yes, you can. And ULMSP is here to help you navigate that. So right now I am at the University of Minnesota pursuing my MPH program in a degree in public health administration and policy. And I'm particularly interested in the analysis research track, looking at health disparities, of course, you know, focusing on culturally competent health for minority populations. And so hopefully after that I can go on to pursue a PhD in public health research as well as looking at the medical school as an option as well. So that's my story, and I'd like to now introduce you to the rest of people like me in the program. So characteristics of people in the program are we have males and females. The females are about 54% compared to the males, and the ethnicity, I would like to point out, represents the demographic of California, where you have 59% are non-Hispanic Latino, and 40% are Hispanic. And then for outcomes, throughout the program, we have 130 students who have enrolled beginning 2001. To 2012, and out of that, we have 97% who have transferred to the university. I would like to point out that 88% have obtained a degree in biomedical science, which is higher than the state data. And out of that 88%, 59% are currently attending or have graduated from professional degrees, 15 of who have finished graduate and professional schools. Specifically looking at the 59%, 91% are currently enrolled in a health professional school, like I mentioned, and 73% have graduated in a health profession field, with 27% completing other graduate programs. One thing I'd like to point out is that the next step is tracking those who have completed, especially the medical professions, to see if they do come back to practice in underserved communities. And I'll turn it over to Ramon.
And then just very quick, the last 30 seconds here. Some things that we have learned, and you can see that the list is many of the topics we've covered already. The importance of community, the importance of mentoring, the connection to resources in the institution, the commitment to evaluation and tracking. The piece on leadership and ownership is critical. It's long-term, and it's something that we really focus a lot on. And then just our ongoing, you know, commitment to the quality of the program, the success of the program, and these long-term relationships that happen with our students, our staff, and our faculty. So I just want to thank you. These are all the people we need to acknowledge.
Very impressive.